You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzz TV? Welcome back to How to Be a Host. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, aka The Real OG, and tonight I have the honor to have the COO slash producer host at AfterBuzz TV, the one and only Phil Spitek. At first, I was like, wait.
Great introduction. Thank
you. I know.
You. Fun
See,
to
I
be
learned
here.
From the best. I was thinking, like, what are the interview fundamentals that Phil has taught me? Because I have to make sure I'm on point with them when I'm interviewing him.
That's right. And luckily, I've had the pleasure of learning from Maria Menounos, Emmy-winning host. So it all trickles down here at AfterBuzz.
Exactly. And so here at AfterBuzz, you teach a lot of classes to new hosts and veteran hosts. And I want to ask you, what are, like, some of the fundamental foundational keys that you make sure to instill in all your hosts here?
The number one thing is the willingness to learn. Mm-hmm. If I have a willingness to learn, I can obviously take anyone, thanks to everything that I've learned along the way, and help sculpt them, right?
Okay.
And in fact, that's not just true for me, but anyone here and that's outside of life, is outside of this place. Mm-hmm. If there's an unwillingness, then there's just a wall, and you know, it's almost becomes impenetrable, or you try to figure out, well, how do I penetrate so I can get and make those adjustments.
Right, exactly. So obviously when we come to the classes, we expect to have an open mind and constructive criticism and learn, you know, the fundamentals of it all. But what would you say are some, like, key concrete things as a host that we all have to make sure we're practicing daily?
I think you just said it right there, practice daily. Right. To me, I've redefined what talent is. Mm-hmm. I always viewed it as a skill set. To me, now it's a process. I know a lot of people that are very skillful in the art of hosting. Mm-hmm. But that skill will also deteriorate over time if they're not using that muscle.
Okay.
And so, you know, one of the great things about this place is that any host can essentially get to do this every single day if they so choose to, and that's really the point of it all, is to keep that muscle going.
Okay, so what are some things that every host can do to make sure that they always have their muscle working?
Well, just be here in general, or mm-hmm. host anything. You know, I think practicing in front of the mirror is also a big component. Part of that is also listening back to whatever it is that you're working on, so that way you get that feedback. It's one of the most cringeworthy things that most people don't do.
100%.
But you kind of have to.
Exactly.
There's, you know, the tiny little mistakes that you hear often, like the filler words or repetitive words and things like that, mm-hmm. none of which you will know unless you start to become critical of your own self. Now, that doesn't mean be overly critical. We all have to learn and grow at a certain pace, but nonetheless, that's part of the process and working at it slowly and incrementally.
Right. Do you feel like there are any consistent qualities that you see that there are so many successful hosts that come out of here and they're working in the industry, we see them on TV. Are there any, like, common threads between them that you feel has gotten them to this level?
It's a combination of things, and you know, it kind of goes, you can look at it in different shifts for different people, but work ethic, mm-hmm. skill set, willingness to learn, willingness to just do it, positive attitude.
Yeah.
And, you know, to a certain degree, there's a little bit of luck, maybe slash timing. You know, it depends on how you want to define it. But I think part of it is a lot of people, you know, they sometimes want things now, and, you know, it's just not the right time for that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that it can come in a certain point, as long as you just stay the course.
Yeah. What made you want to even develop something like AfterBuzz? I feel like, you know, a school and really a hub for just television hosts or any type of host in general is kind of rare and very specific. Like, what inspired it?
Well, number one, I can't take the credit for it.
Well,
right?
you were a part of it.
I was
at the growing stage.
I was at the inception of it, mm-hmm. But it's very much so Kevin Undergaro's idea and gem, and thanks to Maria, his business partner, and also obviously now his wife.
Yeah.
The two of them really went for this and said, like, let's make this a haven. And that's where Maria's element, she would look at hosts on the red carpet and they would ask her, how do I become a host? She said, get a reel.
Yeah.
How do you get a reel if you know, have a job. So that's, in essence, the spirit she wanted to embody with this and challenged us with. So in essence, the first couple of years that I've been really a part of it, I've essentially followed the vision of what they were going for and really just executed it. And through that, I learned what I needed to learn as far as, you know, hosting. It kind of almost became like a secondary thing by just doing it and
right.
taking it in. The second part of your question, second thing that I wanted to address with this, you know, it's interesting as AfterBuzz because it's not really technically a school, because I don't like to view it that way because it diminishes our hosts in a
yeah.
sense. They are truly professional hosts, but nonetheless, they are
learning. We learn along the way.
Yeah. So I always like to make that distinction that we're not a, you know,
well, exactly.
all-out school.
But we do, like... you have amazing classes here, and we do get the opportunity to come in and practice whenever we want. So, I mean, I'm so grateful for that. And obviously, the classes are kind of new, and there are a lot of other new elements we have since I've been here. And I'm sure it's very much different from when it started. So, with that being said, there have been many successes. And I'm sure many things that haven't been as successful. But what's something that you have to consistently practice and remind yourself of in order to keep growing?
In the years that I've been here, I've learned patience,
mm-hmm.
Especially at the age that I started. You know, I was a young kid and I had no patience. And so I get, you know, frustrations from young hosts who want to make it happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to kind of just go through the motions. And when I say go through the motions, I don't mean just kind of phone it in, really practice at it and you know, do everything that you can. And eventually things hit. And so, you know, little by little, that's kind of how we attacked AfterBuzz. You know, we had this grand vision, and we still do. You know, like our vision from years ago was not the same because we've gotten to this place, so it's
right.
much bigger now. But it'll take time to get there, but you just kind of, along the way, too, you have to remind yourself of the successes. And, you know, it's a quote that will live on forever. You kind of learn from your failures. And in that sense, you know, luckily or unluckily, we failed plenty along the way.
Yeah, but you grow from it. And you start off behind the scenes, and then, like you said, just being around it, you eventually got to be a host and become comfortable that way. But do you think it's important for the opposite to happen? Like, should hosts have behind-the-scenes skills as well?
100%. I wish I could paraphrase even something that was said to me a little while ago, but in this day and age, like, you look at, let's say, Friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people working on that TV show Friends, whether you're the writer, the producer, so forth, all you had to do was put your creative energies into making a great show. Then you hand it off to NBC, they aired it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting, whether you're a host, producer, and so forth, you kind of have to know the entire channel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to now, okay, so now you've produced this amazing show. Well, how do I put it up online, right? And I also got to learn SEO and this. So you got to know the entire distribution model, marketing, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. So it's really kind of changed in that way. And you can look at it as a bad thing, or you can look at it as this is how it is, and I can be successful at it because I can kind of now control my own destiny in a sense.
Right. And I mean, you learn all this stuff, but how do you even learn it? Like, are books mostly where you get your information from? Is it easy to figure it out online? Do you take specific classes? Like, it's very technical.
To an extent, yeah. All those are correct answers. You kind of just start with one thing, and you try not to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Which, granted, all of us, you know, do
it's
at some point.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, we're always trying to do a lot, so I get that. But yeah, books, podcasts, just trying it out. And,
yeah.
And what I always like to do is do as much as I can on my own and then see where the roadblocks are. So then I'll start researching those specific roadblocks. So it's,
right.
you know, if it's something that I'm completely coming into, luckily we live this in this great day and age, like you can get the basics and then start it, see if it's not working. I mean, I've seen with your own projects as far as editing and so forth, where, you know, you've put this together, you try and experiment, and along the way you get better and better. And I've seen you, when there's a roadblock, sometimes you ask me, sometimes you ask some of the other people, sometimes you look it up. So there's multiple answers depending on the solution.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's kind of something I even really learned from you, and just to keep growing. And of course, things get better over time. And you, I mean, now you have your own podcast, and I'm sure like there are many things that you had to figure out, but all the skill sets you've learned here at AfterBuzz probably contributed to that. And so now you have your podcast, you do Anatomy of a Movie, which is a different type of show on our network, Popcorn Talk. Yes. And then, of course, you do after shows too, Shameless being like one of my favorite ones. But how did you figure out a way to mix your passions with your hosting as well? Like, of course, you love movies and you love kind of teaching people lifestyle skill sets to make them better. Where did you find that cross?
Well, I think you try to, like, it starts with step one. AfterBuzz already is within the realm of what I like to do. I like to teach, and I like TV and movies, mm-hmm. And all these things. And I like just being around good people and helping them, right? So it's all there.
Right.
Then, you know, hosting was never really a passion of mine, but in that sense, it is somewhat very easy to... Like, I'm not trying, like, it'd be one thing if I was hosting something that I didn't know.
Right.
Whereas with movies, in particular with Anatomy of a Movie, it's something that I enjoy watching and then talking about. So mm-hmm. You're kind of almost backdooring it in a sense where the hosting is secondary.
Okay.
And the passion is first.
Right.
You know, and like with the podcast that I'm doing, you know, I'm going to do it now with AfterBuzz, the first two episodes were kind of like an experiment, and now, mm-hmm. You know, luckily it's getting a lot of reception, so we're going to even now do it more, and I see the benefit where I talk about my passions for teaching now. These are lessons that, you know, can help the hosts here, but then also other people in general, and so it's kind of a cool, you'll see, we're going to do a lot more with it.
Yeah.
So it's that driving force first, a mm-hmm. passion, then I worry about the hosting secondary.
Is it ever flipped, though? Is there ever an instance where you have to host and be in front of the camera? It's about something that you're not so well-versed or passionate about?
Luckily for me, I'm not a host.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a creative person, and that's what I enjoy. Yeah, so oftentimes, like, I'll get asked to do a lot of things. Like, for example, you brought up Shameless. I got invited to host the Shameless 100 party for Showtime.
What?
And it was fun. It was a very big honor, and it's because I host the Shameless show here and so forth. But I also knew as a host, I'm not the best person. You know, in that moment, JJ Juergens, who co-hosts the show with me, she was the better choice.
Okay.
And maybe it's my humbleness. I also thought, like, okay, like, listen, it's a very big thing, and it obviously doesn't come along every time, but I have enough opportunities in my own life where I'd rather give it to somebody here that's more deserving, and that's mm-hmm. their passion of hosting, rather than take it from them.
Yeah, but it ended up being you that did it.
No, JJ did it, but
did.
I, you know, I got to attend, and it was fun, so if you want to check
awesome.
Out the Shameless 100 celebration, it's on Showtime's Facebook, and it's on our Facebook. It was a great event. It was a lot of fun. You should. You
like
Shameless.
Yeah, I will. I love Shameless.
Shameless plug right there.
Hey, I see what you did there.
Hey, it's Emmy Rossum and Bill Macy. I mean, come on.
It comes back soon, yeah?
September 9th for season 9.
Oh.
So they did 9-9-9.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
They so did that
Probably.
On purpose.
Are you going to be on that panel?
Yes, I will.
So right now you're on the South Park panel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you do Anatomy of a Movie, you have your podcast, and what are some other things that you're working on, whether it's in front of the camera or behind?
Mainly it's figuring out larger curriculums. I'm trying to figure out more hosting exercises behind the scenes here
mm-hmm.
based on the things that we're seeing as far as a staff that, you know, it's always interesting. You know, we work on something with the host, and they get really good at it,
right.
And then we challenge ourselves. Okay, well, now how do we improve upon that? Well,
mm-hmm.
okay, then we start to see that, and, you know, you take in phases, and so whatever phase this would be, we're working on some of that stuff.
Just working on it. This is a little bit backtracking, but there's one thing I really did want to ask you, because now AfterBuzz is doing a lot of stand-up content, as well as our typical panel hosting style type things, and I've done the panel exercises with you, and now I'm working on my own stuff in front of the camera. What do you think are some things that you have to be strong at as a panel host, and that's different as just an independent host in front of a camera?
To me, I mean, if you're doing in front of the camera stuff, it's primarily you talking, right? It's you saying information. So how do you make that information interesting? You know, whether that's through the act of writing or you just have that natural charisma to be able to... I never like the term off the cuff, because at the end of the day, like, even let's say there's not a script, you whether you have bullet points or you obviously know the subject matter, right?
So be prepared.
You would never just riff off the cuff like that. But, you know, there's that side of it, how to really present that and make it engaging. On the panel discussion side, it's really about preparation, but then primarily listening.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a conversation, you're having a dialogue, and so you want to make not only yourself look good, but everyone else around you look good.
Mm-hmm.
And the more diverse opinions you can bring in and challenge each other, obviously respectfully, then the more engaging the conversation is.
Were there specific things that you had to overcome when you were transitioning from your typical panel style to just rocking your own podcast?
For myself?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 100%. You're speaking directly to camera, so in that sense, there's not really a break, right?
Yeah.
You're doing it from start to finish, and you got to be as enthusiastic from that start to finish as you can. And furthermore, because in a sense, it's a lot more presentation style, whereas, you know, if we're doing a panel discussion, there's more of a back and forth dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So it not that it lowers the standard by any means, but there's a different expectation.
Yeah, 100%.
Versus if I'm telling you something, then you expect it to be very well thought out.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the difference.
Do you practice your teleprompter a lot?
I've...
Your producer told me you kill it at the prompter. One take, Phil, out here.
I don't think I'm one take, but it does help for me because I write it,
mm-hmm.
that then... I know at least the direction and then the specific words.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, what's interesting is that obviously the way you write and then when you actually say it, you're like, ooh, this should change, because when you say it out loud, even though grammatically and on the paper it makes sense, speaking-wise it's not quite the same. It doesn't come off in the best. You know.
I feel like that's something I learned in journalism school. Well, broadcast journalism. It's different writing for camera than when you're just
100%.
Writing. But, okay, so, I mean, I've been loving your podcast. I'm excited for it to come to AfterBuzz and develop into something greater. And I just want to say thank you for being my mentor and creating a home here at AfterBuzz. You gave me and everybody else a platform here to do things like this, and also just gave us a little fam to...
From intern to look at you
yes,
now.
Yes, now I'm interviewing you. Look at me now. Full circle, baby. Okay, well, thank you, Phil. Where can everybody follow you at?
At Phil Svitek, from one Emerson alum to another. Look at that, another connection.
And you guys know where to follow me, @TheReal_O_G. I will catch you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.